Welcome to the Power of the Pivot, a podcast giving you daily marketing tips and strategies from both myself and scrappy entrepreneurs who have all learned by doing. I'm Susan Salzman, your host, and the truth is, building the life and business you want, desire, and deserve in your 50s doesn't have to suck. In these episodes, I will teach you the tips and tricks to managing and maintaining a life and a career you not only adore, but you're proud of. Nothing is off limits here. We talk about loss of identity and how that mentally and physically impacts us, how to relaunch after heartache and menopause, hardship, money, and what it takes to reinvent, reframe, and reimagine a life that once was. I always say the goal is in the vision, the system is in the roadmap. And without your systems in place, it's easy to get stuck, overwhelmed, and paralyzed. And because I don't want that for you, both myself and my guests are sharing personal stories, past failures, and present wisdom in order to amplify the conversation, inspire action, and move the needle. So get ready to dive in. I'm glad you're here. Let's get into it. Okay, here we are, Shelley Levy, Shelley the artist. Welcome to the podcast, the Power of the Pivot podcast. And today we are featuring you as our client spotlight guest because not only have I been working with you for a while, but I've known you since we were in our mid-teens. And even though you are from across the pond, you were born and raised in England, we met on vacation and have been friends ever since. And I kind of call you my sister from another mother. So I'm excited to share you with my people today and talk about you as an artist, you as a person, but also how we work together and collaborated. So welcome.
Well, thank you. What a lovely introduction.
Well, you're talented and you're creative and you're fabulous.
Well, I mean, I'll take all of the above, especially from you, of all people who I respect so much. I'll take that as a huge compliment. Hi, sweetie.
Hi, how are you? Well, let's just give everybody a little backstory on you, a little your 90-second elevator pitch kind of thing of who you are and how you arrived here and, you know, why you've chose this art form as your vehicle to share your gift with the world.
First of all, I quite like the voice. It's got a little raspiness to it. I arrived here apparently from my parents, but on a proper level. I've been an artist all my life. I think for some of us, we're born artists. I lived in America, as you know, since I began my time in America living with you and your wonderful family. I didn't actually become a professional artist till I was around 28. And truthfully, I've never looked back. I've always, you know, managed to maintain that. Living the years I lived, which were most of my life in Los Angeles, the kind of art I've done, I started doing murals, like large scale projects. Like, I did a couple of murals at LAX, Trader Joe's,
Farmer's Market.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. Sony Pictures, the Melrose Market. Melissa McCarthy. I did loads and loads of murals. Then I transitioned into being an oil painter, which is my love, that and pencil drawing. And alongside that, having shows and being fortunate enough at times to be commissioned a lot, I started teaching, which I will say is one of my great passions. I love teaching, especially I teach kids, adults, I say 3 to 93. And my favorite thing is to teach people that assure me they can't draw a straight line. They're my faves.
So yeah, because you're transforming them. It's kind of like we're very similar that way. We're like mentors in a way where we're showing everybody what's possible and what's already inside of them, but they fail to recognize it because they haven't had someone like you pull that side of them out. So I love being a mentor as well. And so I completely understand where you're coming from.
Well, I've been on the other side of that experience because I wasn't quite sure how working with you would work for me, truthfully. And if I'm going to be very honest in this, I have ADHD. So it is a little bit of a commitment for me to say, yes, Susan, I'm going to do your program and work with you. And I was a little apprehensive about how that would play out. And I sort of felt that because you had had such a creative business with the Little Folk Art and such a huge success with that, I felt that you would get the creative element. And, you know, I've moved back to London as my mom's not been well, and we did the whole thing on Zoom. And for me, the follow through has not always been easy, but with you, you were great. I thought you were going to be really bossy and we were going to argue, and you were incredibly patient, and you took everything. You took all my information, and it was like you went, I don't know a great analogy of how you just put the whole thing together and just said, right, threw out all the nonsense and said, okay, let's begin. No, you're not doing this yet. You're not doing this yet. And you were so careful and so focused, and you had me so directed that it worked incredibly well for me, to the point where I got my Shopify shop up. I started work on designing digital classes, and actually I hadn't thought about doing the digital classes, and the way that you helped me, I really feel, Susan, as, you know, not just someone that I've worked with, but someone I know very well. I think that people need to know that it's not daunting for people like me that maybe approach life a little differently. And, you know, I don't say that as a criticism of them or myself. We just approach life differently. Somebody such as yourself is such a motivator in a really incredibly gentle way. You pulled the whole thing together for me, and you made me sort of be able to say, okay, because when you began the first time, you told me we're going to do all these things, my little mind was thinking, really? No, that's too big for me. And not that I can't do big things, but I don't manage them brilliantly on my own. And with your guidance, we got so much done. And I'm really excited to see how we're going to do these digital courses. That I think is going to be great. And I have got a little help here with someone who's good at that bit, because I know you don't have that kind of time. I get that, and don't worry. But if you just keep guiding me and keep doing what you're doing, I would be so grateful and thrilled.
Wow, that's lovely. I know we did great things together, and I know you moved the needle. And, you know, because you mentioned it, I can mention it. You were kind of diagnosed with ADHD, adult ADHD, you know, and you and I met in the 70s, you know, we've been friends since mid 70s, but, you also had been diagnosed and gotten the support and the help you needed around the time that we started working together. And so it was kind of like it was like perfect timing, almost like divine intervention. Like, I don't think it would have worked if you would have come to me a year prior or 2 years prior when we actually originally started talking about this pre-pandemic, and then pandemic, you know, brought you back. You know, you moved temporarily from LA to London, and now you're there permanently. So you transitioned a little bit into working online a little bit, but still you weren't ready. And really, I think all I really helped you do was A, show you that you already have the resources, the content, the assets, the material already stored, whether it's in your brain or in your computer or in those Zoom videos of the people you've already been teaching. And I've really helped you kind of, it's like a puzzle, right? I've helped you move those pieces around to show you that you could fit different parts of that puzzle into different containers. I think that's what you were talking about when you said, I don't know how to explain it. I think I helped you put all these different, like I call them business drivers or spokes in your wheel of how you could make money, into different containers. And the first thing we really started with was your inventory, because you already had a wealth and a library of artwork that was just sitting around in your London apartment. And we're like, move the merch, man. So the first thing we did was really get you that Shopify account, redo your website so that it spoke to your audience rather than about you. And now phase two is we're going to move into creating, and really we have the outlines of the digital courses, but now we're going to really get granular with it, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, honestly, you know, when it comes to the teaching and doing workshops, that's like second nature to me. When somebody gives me a commission, again, same thing. But when it comes to, and I think for many people, it, you know, whether you have a neurodivergent brain or whatever brain, kind of brain you have, the marketing, because without the marketing, it's all lovely, but it's, you know, it's 10% talent and 90% grunt work. And that's what it is. And I think somebody like you is pivotal. I think you're an instrumental role for people in building a business because you understand it. And actually, truthfully, it's because you've done it. I wouldn't, as much as I love you, Suze, I wouldn't have done it with you if you hadn't done it. I saw what you did. I watched what you did. I mean, I saw you on Oprah. You did. You moved the needle and you were able to do that. And for me, I mean, I know what I have and I love what I do. I'm incredibly passionate about it. But when you said about putting the pieces together, as a teacher, the way that I describe making art to a student is I say it's like a jigsaw. And each piece, if it's not the right piece, you'll know. So you have to go very, very slowly and very carefully and you build it. And you, when you're building something, you'll get confident. You'll understand how to do it. And in another way, that's sort of what you gave me. And I don't know that, you know, I've been doing it long enough. We did it for a long time or, you know, months and months. Mm-hmm. But I can see there's a lot more for us to do together. And, you know, and I know you also do these group things and everything, which I'd like to hear because I think that must be very helpful for women, people in business, to hear how other people are approaching things because it's always sparking.
Well, it's funny you mention that. But I want to just go back to one thing you said about helping you and guiding you. It's really about, you said marketing, right? You said, oh, the marketing piece. And it's not really so much marketing. It's storytelling. It's really how you're going to tell, be the narrator of your story so that you can attract the right audience, the right buyers, the right people, the right students to grab what you are offering, right? And so in terms of the groups, I have a group called Productivity Pros and we meet twice a month on the first and the third Monday of the month. And into, we had a session this morning and it's cathartic and it's like group therapy. And it's also reminding all of us, cause we're all about the same age. We're all Gen X's or baby boomers. You know, we're all 50s, late 50s, early 60s, kind of late 40s kind of thing. And it's showing you that you're not alone, that you can build something in, build what I call a digital media empire, even though it will probably maybe not ever be an empire, but transitioning from the way that we worked right out of college or back in the 80s before pre-internet and even in the 90s when it was still pretty green and new and infantile, we are now having to be 50s in a 30-year-old world. And it's very difficult. And when you have a group of us who are all trying to do the same thing and navigate that space, and someone like me who's uber curious and loves to learn about, you know, tech and ways to do things and automating things, it's really a beautiful, synergistic, special moment. And I look forward to the groups. Like, I love the group. I love my private people, but I love the groups.
I get that because I love my private people, but I've noticed that the groups, you get these gems.
Inspires. You get inspired and you inspire.
I mean, I will be honest. Listen, Zoom has been a life changer for all of us. And look at us. You know, I'm in London, you're in LA, and you know, we can share the screen and you'll go to me, right? No. This is how you do this. This is how you make this file. This is how you, you know, it's been amazing. But yesterday I actually taught a live class with quite a lot of people and it was just so great. There is something to that. But I love that we're making Zoom work and I really hope this reaches people and they know that this is your gift. This is what you do really well. You're a nurturer. You're a feeder. That's your thing. You're a feeder. I mean, I guess I'm a bit of a feeder too, but you love to bake, to cook, and it all comes from a place of nurturing. But what I love about you, and when we were young, we used to argue about this
because we were sisters. We were like sisters.
But this is what I get it now. When I thought that you were bossy or you were this, you weren't. You were like, do this because it would be good for you. Do this because, but you weren't one of those people, and you are not one of those people that says, do this because I think it will be good for you. You're like, I'm looking at your big picture, and I want you to have a way bigger picture than you ever thought you could. And I know you're scared, and I know you're maybe you are of an age, you know, I'm only 22, so it's different for me. I just happen to be very young. But for the rest of your clients, and please God, all the clients that are going to come to you, and when I know how many people out there are so daunted by tech, and you do make it easy when you share the screen and you do those baby steps. That's the thing that I think will make people that are daunted by this, if they give you an opportunity to give themselves an opportunity. I'm sorry, not you. You don't need the opportunity. You're doing all right. But for those people that out there, if they give themselves the opportunity to say, yeah, maybe I'm not great at this, but I've got this, I don't know, floral business that's going to become the next whatever, you'll guide them. And it's important, I have to, but it's important for you to let people to know. And I know I keep saying this, but you've already done it. It's all very nice, all these coaches and everything on Instagram. God knows who they are. You've done it. You've already built a huge business, and it was a huge business. And every celebrity, you were amazing. I mean, for people that don't know you, you worked for Larry. What was his name? Larry Saunders, and you worked
Bernie Brillstein. But that was my career, right? And then when I started my, and then I went into starting my business. But that I didn't plan on starting a business, but it took me into a 20-year career that was incredible, and I was a pioneer and a trailblazer, and they called me a black swan because I created a category where there was none. But I know you have a client and you got to go. And I'm feeling like this is part one. Maybe we do a part two.
I would love to delve a little deeper into this conversation, because honestly, I have noticed that a lot of opportunities are starting. We haven't even chatted about a few new opportunities have come my way lately. And the beautiful thing is that I'm using the things that you taught me, and I'm much more systematic. I've never been systematic in my life.
I hope this episode inspired, encouraged, and challenged you to possibly take action, but also know that whatever you might be going through, you're never alone. There truly is no greater joy than connecting with others who may be dealing with some of the same challenges and obstacles as you are. And on the heels of that, what better way to celebrate some of your wins and achievements than with those who are walking right beside you? This podcast and the community that I've been building is all about that. Women supporting other women to do and be exactly who they were always meant to be. And in my opinion, there's no better experience than community. It builds connection, confidence, and most importantly, trust. If you're seeking community, connection, and rich conversations, just know that there's always an available seat for you at my table. Feel free to reach out. There's lots of ways for us to hang out together. For now, remember, the goal is in the vision, the system is in the roadmap. And as always, it would be hugely appreciated if you subscribed, shared, and downloaded this episode. See you next week, same time, same place.